Current up and sets about Mitzia Dab test, beginning with basic and test master begins the Gemara, Mashach Behemizu, so pull this animal, and acquire the vessels that are on it. That's the question. What's the halacha? What's the question? Since when you do Mashiach on the animal, it goes by itself. That's not applicable by vessels, because by vessels, you're actually pulling the whole thing yourself. So maybe like not can, maybe you cannot acquire vessels because it's not sufficient to mashiach do on the animal. But you're right, if he says to pull a box, and acquire the vessel inside of it, that was obvious to Rebbe Lazar that one would acquire the vessels. But then says I'm going to say, why don't you resolve this in the braisa that mechas is vina, but vasta pay mebeis, diktani, the braisa says like this. Mashiach amaren, pull the donkeys, Upoilin, and I mean the donkey driver, the poilin, and the workers, Lotech Beisai, into his house. So Shnei Michaim Lachzer, so both of them could back out. Meaning, if the workers pulled it into his house, they could both back out. Amosi, you see, like Kani paid this by Meshichas Habehemi. You see that just by doing the Meshicha, that doesn't acquire anything. You see people could still back out. So why wouldn't that answer the question clearly that the peiris, which is like the equivalent of the kalim, that's on the animal and they're doing mashicha, that you see is not kaina. Rishamita says, we can say it's not the hasam lo omale kani. There, he didn't say to go acquire it through that. That wasn't the purpose why he was pulling it. He was taking it to his house. So therefore, when you're pulling it, that was never told. So lekach lekani, therefore you cannot acquire. Whereas here we're saying that he told him kani. Or you know, I mean, another part you can say is awesome over there. That he pulled the donkey drivers, or meaning he told him to do what he needed, but he himself didn't pull the donkey. So therefore, that's why he can't acquire because he himself didn't do the mashiach. Now, b'hadik tani, this they were learning with the bein pasik b'chulu that whether there was the set amount of the price, etc. That the Gemara makes differentiations. The truth is what the nafila pasak. The truth is really if they had set the price and they measured that yeah, they'd be allowed to still back out. Because like we said, he was never told to be kind. El Mishon, the seif of Maflik is only because the seif over the difference has been Pasik Ashley Madad, whether they set a price before it wasn't measured or being Madashley Pasik, whether it was measured before it wasn't set a price. So Nagadam Rishai, Lishman said the Rishon said that terminology, but really it's not relevant because anyways we said that you can't be kind over there because that Mashiach wasn't meant to be a king Mashiach. You have to say something in the Sefer Diktani that it says over there, park and they unloaded, and they brought it to his house. So Pasek actually mother that we made up the price until he didn't measure it, then he came back out anymore. And the Gemara wants to resolve over there from that, the Klisha Meicher, that the vessels of the seller, Bishus Lekech, once in possession of the buyer, Lekani HaMeicher, the Shehamekech Kaim, that we say that he doesn't acquire it because the sale is valid. So Amma, what do you see? Haklimis patel it's a lot of shows that oh the vessel is nullified to the domain since that domain is the lekech. That's it. The seller can't back out anymore. Now mashmat sounds like mitam mashicha in the kainah, but sounds like for the mashicha itself wouldn't be a kinyan. Lafi should be kelev shalmeicher because it is in the vessels of the seller. And the Gemara answers over there, Mokila, and the Gemara explains it, Shashavchan Mikilu Shalmeicha, that you poured it out of the vessels of the Saloi, the Miskali, the Tumi. So Mashmid sounds like Shemhoye, Bekelu Shalmeicha, that if we'd been in the vessels of the Saloi, kind of wouldn't acquire it. Ava Pishach Nesadar Beza, although the buyer already burned it to his house. And Meshicha, which that's Meshicha. My question is, by my. But why? But Pshitlon, but that's obvious to us, B'mashach Kupa Zuba Kanikim Shabbateicha, like we said in the beginning of Taisis, that if someone does Mashiach on a box, not an animal, that to acquire vessels inside of it, Kani acquires, say, Lazim Yishlim, rather than there, you have to say, Mashab Dulom, like we said, because he didn't tell him to acquire it. And Vein Reitzer Shikna, he doesn't want him to acquire it. Mashiach is Paris, Atzman only do Mashiach on the Paris itself, and that's why you're not going to acquire if it's not a Raya. It's not a difficult different that Gemara, but they're asking on the halacha. But there, like we said, because there it wasn't supposed to be with Mashiach. So since with the Oymatin Lamim, we could also say the Hasam Ashmalay that there it's understood Shlei Pasuk Adacha HaMashiach that they didn't set up a present until after the Mashiach. Lekach Lekan Mashiach, and therefore that's why you don't acquire with Mashiach. So another answer. This is what they're going to say. Am I knocking Mashiach Bemazu? Why they say that he pulled this animal? But Lenokid Kani, and why didn't they say? Kani, with that terminology, why specifically mashach? Now, imisham, and this is a question over there in that Gemara. Imisham dukani pshit ledukani. If you're going to say, oh, because if they said acquire, it's obvious that he would acquire mitam chatzur from the halacha of like, oh, because it's like a courtyard. Alechas, even though it's going, we can't, if that's the case. But mashach nami ma'masafkali. Then why is the question he wouldn't use the word of being mashach? Since he's lending it to my day, it's like it's his. Allah akin until after acquisition. You can tamchatz and the fish acquired for chatz. So what's the gain of writing of mashach and the question and the question not my kani? When he tells me pull it, lo yeshilay behemalikna sakinam tamchatz. He's not lending him the animal to acquire the vessel because as a courtyard. Only with the pulling of the animal. And therefore that's different fundamentally than if he would have said kani. But you know, another part you could say is yababayi kani behema v'kelim. If we would have asked the question with the terminology of acquiring animal vessels, v'mahadale the kani, and he would respond that, oh, you acquire lo yochalei de mizei. Wouldn't know from the shemshikas behema that by pulling an animal yiknakim you acquire vessels ki shem etam chatzakani, because yeah, maybe it's from the status of a courtyard b'kfusa and where it's tied up. But they specifically asked it with Moshech, so we would know it as Meshicha and not from the Halacha of Chatz. Next test matter begins the Gemara. Sfina, a boat, is Menachneich. It's actually stationary. It might have become Amtila. It's the water that's moving beneath it. Now, says Tosis, is bothered with the question. It says, I've got the very Gemara, the Kedushin Adon, Kedushin Avlam Gemara, Bezamin, the Gemara tells the Talmud Chacham Rachav. When the Talmud Chacham is getting a ride in a chariot, Kemalachtam is like he's moving and you have to get up in his honor. So, wait a second, didn't we just say that when the item is stationary and what's moving beneath it doesn't make it like it's moving? So, this is not difficult, because halachically here, the halacha of chatz b'korti mishum yad is rabbi. The Gemara tells us later on, the Yud, next half, that it's included from the halacha of like how a hand works and acquires. Oh, v'abba shapet dumit yad, so that's similar to the hand, which is stationary, but it does move im gufi with his body, which is exactly the equivalent of what we're saying with the boat. And same thing with Pergeram and the Shavas, Navahim and Bays. When you have a case of Eggers and Nacht, that Safal Gabbaman, but floating on the water. Lach is Lahav Anocha, it's not considered as what you need to have for the Malacha Betzah, Akir picking up Anocha, putting it down. It's not considered like you put it down, because it's floating. Eggers, Bekli. Now, if you have a nut in a vessel, Bekli, Safal Gabbaman, and then the vessel is floating on the water, so the Gemara says, Mawasta Locha. So the question is also, what do you mean? So don't we say over here that it's stationary? No. That's because we need it to be similar to how the malacha was on the Mishkan. And they wouldn't put objects misnadid on something that was moving. So regarding that, we'll consider that as stationary. But regarding arsug over here, regarding acquiring, since it's similar to his hand, kani, he acquires, again, in contrast to the tamachachem and the malach b'shabbos, they would consider it as moving and not stationary. I think the woman's not going to be divorced if you put it into the basket in her head. Which Pirush Rashi, explains, because what do you mean? How did not? We learn in the Mishnah, Zark Lutar Kalsam Gudashas. To her into her basket, she's divorced. Which says, it's a wonder. Look, Mimba Kifusa. Oh, how do you know that that would be a right to what Agamah is trying to say? Maybe she was tied up. So it says, B'Shem and Nirali, or the Gird says, or Shemanirulai, maybe it appears to him that would be a deifik to say that the halacha of the Mishnah specifically when she's tied up, or inami, another person says, Hachem Sarah Parach, the Gemara is actually not asking from a Mishnah. It's from logic. Because the Parach Mishnah, like we asked by the case of the boat, the Limitar Mishnah, wasn't coming from a halacha of a Mishnah. It's just like, it's not logical that a woman would not be that divorced that way. And so you see that actually that does work. Next test master begins the Gemara, but Lima Ma, why doesn't the master say Ma'unlan Machlegis? And the Machlegis says, not from Ashratani, but from Anitani, which Chase explains, Biyachako, what are they disagreeing about? But Tevis Labachaya, when you grab for a creditor, B'mokam Shechav Lachem, whereas it's a liability for other creditors. But B'loimitam Migu, not like Rashi. And it's not because of a Migui, like, oh, like, you know, Migu Dezachanav, Shezachanam Lachabri. No, the Rav Chizda, the Amar, Kamar of Nachman, the Samach, Rav Chizda says, shortly like Rav Nachman, that Amagvim Tzilachavir Lakanachavirai, who holds that if you pick up a found object for his friend does not acquire. Islay Perkam the Gittin, he holds in Gittin of Yeravan Beis, the Pligi B'Tivis L'Achayv, that the disagreement is regarding the Halacha Tivis L'Achayv. The Loimitam migui. Not because it depends on migui. Adi doch le'en papa. The papa rejects and says, no, the migui, please, maybe there's going to be migui. So you see that this opinion that we're saying over here, as we see from Rav Chisda, who holds like Rav Nachman, that that obviously it's based on the principle of if you have migui and tzilach haber, it's kind of haberoi. That's the nothing to do with migui, even without migui. And then Rav Papa wants to say over there that, oh, maybe it's because of migui. So therefore, if the Gemara is saying is not like Rashi, it says it's based on one migui. No, it'd be based on the principle because could you be migui and tzilach haber, and then the chaver will be kind.